Buonasera, it's Ted Nguyen doing an audio booth from Venice, Italy. I was just about to say Florence, but I'm actually not in Florence today. I'm in Venice, and it's beautiful, even though there is high water, or they call it acqua alto. And I'm so excited because I got a great referral from Natalie, who is a blogger friend of mine. We just finished a successful conference in Florence called Florence 2012, and here I am at Osteria Al Milion. I'm not sure if I said that right, but here I have the one of the owners of the restaurant here. Tell me your name and tell me how to say the name of the restaurant properly.
Okay, my name is Giorgia Bocus, and the name of the restaurant is Osteria Il Milion.
Okay, tell me about the history of this section of Venice, where we are in Venice, and why is it so special to you, but then also to the world?
Okay, this is where the family of Marco Polo lived. This place, this restaurant, is one of the oldest restaurants in Venice. It has about 300 years. And it's called Il Milion because it comes from the name of the book that Marco Polo wrote when he came from his journey. Mm-hmm. And
so his journey was to the Far East, to China, right? Yes. And so India and China, where he discovered a lot of, you know, different spices and cooking techniques, and then he brought it back to Venice.
Exactly. And he brought a lot of things, spices, pasta, rice, le stoffe, mm-hmm. And a lot of things. And actually, he lived a lot of years abroad. So when he came back, there is a nice story, because nobody recognized him. And until he dressed up like a Venetian again, they recognized him and, you know, his group of people that went out with him on the trip, because he stayed a lot of years. And so it's, you know, he brought a lot of things.
So tell me about your restaurant. I know that you mentioned to me earlier that it's very historic. You try to keep it to the original foundation. And because it's historic, it's a historic heritage for all of Italy as well as the world. You know, you really try to preserve the spirit as well as the look and feel of the restaurant.
Yes. We have this restaurant, and it's a historical place. So we can't touch anything. We can't, to rebuild something or to do some changes in the restaurant. They don't really let you because it's a historical place. So it's a good thing because we're trying to keep it like it was, and the colors. And we have, for example, the floor and the marble on the bar, mm-hmm. that it has 300 years. It's the original one. So, you know, we're trying to keep it like that.
Right. So you've gotten some notoriety as well abroad, particularly in the United States. Can you tell us about that? There's a famous New York writer who wrote about your restaurant. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yes. She's called...
We'll have to think of her name. That's all right.
Give me a second.
Oh, sure.
She's called Doña León, and she wrote this book. It's an adventure book called Il Commissario Brunetti, where she writes about the Milion, because it's her favorite restaurant. So in the book, she talks about the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of tourists. It's really nice because they come with the book, actually, and they're very excited to sit here and, you know, actually live the place that, you know, that she wrote in the book.
So how excited are you when you see people come here, especially with a book, and they are tasting the flavor and experiencing it, and you see them, how excited they are? I mean, how does it make you feel as a, you know, proud owner?
It's fantastic. I mean, it's what, you know, my grandparents started with this restaurant and other restaurants in Cortina that we have. And my father and his brother took it over, and they did a great job. And, you know, when people still come here and they recognize us, and, you know, we have this recognition, it's a great thing, because we're trying to keep it in the family. So it's a family restaurant. And we're trying to keep, the old kitchen from my grandmother, that she first started with her recipes and everything. And when people come and eat and they go away happy, we're happy. I mean, it's just what we look for. This is our job.
Tell us some of the dishes that are available here, and then what is your personal favorite?
Okay, you can find marinated salmon in orange juice. that my dad invented. He took like about 1 year to arrive to the perfect recipe because it has like 16 different spices. As first course, we do great risotti. It's especially my favorite is the risotto alla seppia nera.
You know, I wanted that, but then we opted for the pasta, which was an amazing pasta. It was like, I think, one of the best pastas I've ever had.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's the pasta too. I mean, we work a lot with fish because we always have fresh fish. We have the market here very close. So, and we just work with everything fresh. And il risotto alla seppia nera, it's great. You have to come back and try it.
So what is in the risotto?
It's cuttlefish. Mm-hmm. It's pieces of cuttlefish in the black ink. And it's a specialty from Venice, actually. Like, for example, the sardine saor. It's fried sardines with onions. That is typical here from Venice, too. We have pastas with clams or with different fish. Tagliolini gratinati with ham and white sauce. Gnocchi, that it's dumplings, potato dumplings, that we do it. We still do it here.
So it's handmade. So what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is exactly the risotto, the black ink risotto. And as a second course, well, the turbo that you ate tonight, yeah. I think it's the best.
It was delicious. And describe, you know, the cooking preparation for that. And the you know, dinner side was amazing, how he prepared it.
Thank you again. The preparation is very simple. Actually, we do it just grilled. So the fish is just grilled. And then we have this, I think there are a few restaurants still that, you know, they serve in front of the client. So we're still keeping this, you know, this way of preparing things in front of the client. For example, also the risotto, we serve it in front of the client. And the turbo, we clean it. We come out with a, you know, with a big fish just came out from the grill, and we clean it in front of the client, and that's some show, and you know, people need some show too, so it's a nice.
Yeah, and I think people appreciate like where the fish come from. It's not just a piece of filet, but it actually comes from a fish, and you appreciate, you know, the source of where that fish came from, and I think there's something about that as well. I also know that you have an Orange County connection, so tell me your Orange County connection, because I'm from Orange County.
Okay, yes, my sister, she lives in Newport Beach. She's called Roberta Bocus, and she's married to a guy from Newport Beach. And they're happy. They have their family there, and, you know, she misses her family.
So she's become part of the OC as well. It's a worldwide family that's gathered in Orange County as well. So, you know, what's the future hold for you and this fabulous restaurant?
Okay, I hope my future is to, you know, to keep what my grandparents and what my dad did in this restaurant. I hope to learn whatever I can, and that's what I'm trying to do now with my dad. He's the best teacher. And that's it. I hope to keep clients happy. I mean, I hope to, you know, to still have, you know, the people comes because they know you, and they read, like, in the newspaper some article of your restaurant or from some book, like it happens now. And actually, it just came out another book here in Italy. I'll show you it. From an Italian writer. And it's really nice. It talks about the restaurant and a lot of recipes. So I hope to, you know, to be able to keep with this.
Right, to keep that great tradition.
Exactly.
So how can people find, you know, where you're located? You know, describe to people where you're located so they can come find it and partake and enjoy.
Okay, it's called Il Milione. It's in Prima Corte del Milione, 3 minutes from Rialto's Bridge. So when you are in Rialto's Bridge, coming down from the bridge, you find yourself in Campo San Bartolomeo. You have to go towards the Bridge of Coin. It's a shop. Mm-hmm. It's a historical shop that is always going to be there, that you're going to find this shop on your right side. And then you go straight on, and the first little street on the right side. And then you're in the first court of Del Milione.
And it's a courtyard of Marco Polo's family. So what better way to experience culture, history, and great fine dining and some great company than visiting here? So thank you so much for your time and for the amazing meal.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.